Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, it's Michelle from Huntington Beach.
Hey, Michelle from Huntington Beach. You're on the standby boarding list to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
Nice! So excited.
Fresh off a Grammy on Sunday night, that is Lola Young on the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. What's up, party people? What's up with Florida today? A school principal hosted an underage drinking party, which is exactly what you want from a school principal in Florida. There was a high-speed chase that ended in the ocean near Huntington Beach. And people are dumb. There's another person that showed up at the hospital with something up their butt. Stop it, people. The 420 catch of the day is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock, we have tickets for Bad Omens at the Forum. Plus, we'll continue to qualify you to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Liar.
We have tickets for you to see Bad Omens when they play the Forum in the 5 o'clock hour this afternoon. It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon going to tell you about a car chase in Huntington Beach that ended in the ocean. Coming up on K-Rock. A car chase over the weekend that ended up in the Pacific Ocean by Huntington Beach. Give you the details coming up right after 3 days grace on K-Rock. We have another chance for you to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. It is the K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 4. And in about 20 minutes, we'll give you another chance to qualify for that. I could not love car chases more. I love them so much. It's just the excitement of not knowing what's going to happen. There was a police chase in Huntington Beach on Sunday night. Don't know if you saw that, but the cops tried to pull a car over at 10 p.m. Sunday in Huntington Beach, and the car took off. So they started following him, and the department helicopter followed the suspects from above. And according to all sources, once the helicopter gets onto you, they have that spotlight, the sun spotlight or whatever they call it, the light of the sun. I don't know what they call it. But they once they get you, you generally don't get away. And the officers on the ground did what they do in these situations. They put a spike strip out that pops the tires, and they performed a pit maneuver, which spins the car around. I love that one. Both suspects jumped out of the car. The passenger was quickly arrested, but the driver ran toward the beach. And he has to be thinking, where can I hide on the beach? So he just kept right on going into the ocean. So he's in Huntington Beach in the ocean trying to hide from the police. He went into the ocean in all his clothes. I can't imagine how cold that must have been and how difficult to maneuver in the water. Unfortunately for him, the police helicopter had a heat signature camera so you could see him as bright as daylight. And they got him out of the ocean. He was only, I don't know, 25 feet in. They got him out of the ocean and they arrested him on the beach, soaking wet in his clothes.
I'd give you an A for effort, but this isn't UC Santa Cruz.
Got another chance for you to qualify to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. Listen for your chance coming up in just over 5 minutes on the world famous K-Rock. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Jason.
Jason, you're caller 20. Congratulations.
Thank you. Got through your force field.
Yes, you did. You get to on the standby boarding list to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.
Portugal, yeah, I can't wait.
Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. More chances for you to qualify for the trip to Lisbon, Portugal to see Turnstile on the way. I've been holding on to this story for a couple of days. I got alerted to it from our listener, Raul, who sent me this article. And I'm going to read you the headline, then I'm going to play you the news. Frenchman hospitalized after inserting World War I munition up his butt. That's the story.
A hospital in France had to be evacuated after a male patient came in with a World War I artillery shell stuck in his butt.
Can we hear that one more time, please?
A hospital in France had to be evacuated after a male patient came in with a World War I artillery shell stuck in his butt.
This World War I artillery shell was from 1918, and it was live, and it was too big for his butt. So he was complaining that he was having a lot of pain.
The 24-year-old patient was rushed to the emergency unit in Toulouse Saturday night, and inside sources say he was in a state of extreme discomfort.
I mean, honestly, extreme discomfort is best case scenario here.
Having inserted a large object up his rectum.
You're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to be putting things in your butt.
Surgeons performed an emergency surgery where they found a live, 8-inch long, over an inch wide, pointed bombshell.
So this thing was 8 inches long, was pointed, and was 2 inches thick. Is that the right measurement? Thick? Yeah, it's 2 inches thick.
From 1918, stuck inside of the man.
So up until this point, he hasn't told them why he's in discomfort. They find out in surgery.
Medical personnel immediately alerted bomb squad and fire brigade and had to evacuate the building because a live bombshell poses a serious threat.
Imagine how much work goes into evacuating a hospital.
Everything turned out to be okay. The bomb experts took the shell with them. The man stayed in the hospital to make a full recovery from his surgery.
Did everything turn out to be okay? Because that guy, that 24-year-old guy who stuck live munition from World War I up his butt, is still out there somewhere looking for a Scud missile.
Happening today in Brevard County, a former elementary school principal charged in connection with an out-of-control house party could learn her fate.
Yeah, this is what's up with Florida. There is a former principal who had 100 kids underage drinking at her house. Tell you all about that coming up in What's Up with Florida after Everlast on K-Rock. K-Rock Mile High Club, destination number 4 is Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal. We've got another chance for you to qualify coming up in about 20 minutes.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's Up with Florida?
Happening today in Brevard County, a former elementary school principal charged in connection with an out-of-control house party could learn her fate.
This is a former principal of Cocoa Beach Elementary School. Her name is Elizabeth Hill Brodigan. She's not a teacher, she's a principal. So they cut to the officer's cell phone. He's sitting outside of her house and he's talking to her on the cell phone. And it's on the speaker so we can hear. And it sounds like this woman has never even heard of a thing called jail.
Are you putting me like in jail? Like, yeah, that, I don't understand.
Yes, I have a warrant for your arrest to take you to the county jail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Maybe it wasn't a great idea to have a house party with 100 underage kids drinking and smoking and partying into the night.
You may remember this video when Elizabeth Hill Brodigan was arrested for her alleged role in an underage teen party at her home last year. At the time, she was the principal at Roosevelt Elementary School.
When you go to school, you always have conversations with your friends about who's the hot teacher, who's the cool teacher. But principals always suck.
Police say they found more than 100 underage teens at that party, including many who had been drinking. One teen had to go to the hospital for alcohol poisoning.
That guy that ended up having to go to the hospital with alcohol poisoning, when the police showed up, he was in the front yard just yakking. Kind of like a throw-up Jackson Pollock.
And another was arrested for DUI. Hill Brodigan was arrested along with Carly Anderson, a now former teacher of Roosevelt.
So it was the principal and a teacher at that elementary school.
Anderson was convicted of resisting an officer and disorderly intoxication. She was sentenced to a year in probation in May.
So now the sentence has come down for the principal, who threw the party with over 100 underage kids drinking. And she got 2 years of probation. She got 2 years of probation. That's it. And she did not plead guilty. So they said, hey, don't do that again. Also, her school's not going to rehire her. I guess in Florida, they just frown on adults helping underage people drink. But it's just a little frown. Not much. You be on probation and don't do that again. Maybe this is why Florida's Florida. Hey, Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. You're caller 20.
Woo!
Yay. Are you at work?
I am.
Yeah, we can tell. You have your work voice on. You are qualified for a trip to Lisbon, Portugal to see Turnstile in concert.
Awesome. Thank you.
It is the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ, the 420 catch of the day. On the way, Megan Holliday is here every day at this time for Three Things at 4.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
KROQ.
Three Things at 4.
1, 2, 3.
Number one, since we are sending you to Portugal this week to see Turnstile, I thought that this story was kind of fitting. A Portugal flight was grounded for 4 days after 132 hamsters escaped from their transport containers.
Excellent.
Mid-journey from Lisbon to the Azores. The animals chewed through their boxes inside the cargo hold, turning the aircraft into a maze of hidden rodents. When crews began unloading, the cages were destroyed and the hamsters were gone. The plane could not fly until every single hamster was found. Airport staff spent days searching the cargo hold, carefully capturing the escapees one by one. And once all 132 hamsters were accounted for, the plane was finally cleared to fly.
That is frightening.
Can you imagine how tedious that would be to catch hamsters?
So bad.
Number two. Well, this is certainly an aggressive marketing technique. 53-year-old Susan Warren broke into homes just to clean them. She didn't steal a single thing. She just washed the coffee mugs, took out the trash, and vacuumed the carpet. She has now been dubbed the cleaning fairy. Susan would break in, do a full cleaning service, and then leave a handwritten bill on a napkin with her phone number, demanding $75. One homeowner said that she just acted like it was normal when he called her. She told police that she was just trying to market her business and was randomly picking houses to demonstrate her skills. Another homeowner had a 19-year-old daughter at the home sleeping at the time. The daughter said that she heard the woman, but she assumed that her mother had hired a cleaner. The marketing strategy backfired. She was arrested for burglary. The judge gave her probation and banned her from cleaning anyone's house but her own. I wouldn't mind a cleaning fairy showing up.
Right?
And then I just wouldn't pay her.
Just surprise you when you get home. Of course,
yeah.
You would pay her.
No, no.
All right.
Not if she broke in.
That's true.
Hold that over her head. Number three, speaking of sneaking into people's homes, a woman in Rock Hill, South Carolina was shocked to discover her former boyfriend living in her attic 12 years after they had broken up.
What?
She first noticed something was wrong when she heard thumping noises upstairs. And when she investigated, she found him hiding in the attic where he had apparently been living for weeks. So he wasn't there like the whole 12 years.
Oh, thank God.
But he was there for a week. But either way, it's so creepy. He had even rigged parts of the space to observe her bedroom.
Oh.
And the attic was filled with makeshift coverings and unsanitary items. The woman said that she had no intention of ever reconciling with him and was stunned to see how he had managed to secretly live in her home for so long.
Wow.
So he's obviously in jail. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is an artist named Ivry. She's an indie alt artist associated with Brooklyn, New York. Around 2020, she started making music. She put clips of it up on Instagram, and that became more famous. So now she's putting out an album. This song is called Tower of Memories. It's Ivry, and it's the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is Tower of Memories by Ivry, spelled small I, V-R small I. That's how you spell the name. That is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Another chance for you to qualify for K-Rock Mile High Club destination number 4.
We're sending you to see Turnstile in Portugal, and you'll be able to get qualified at 5 on the world famous K-Rock.
What if I did this?
Oh!
Every day at this time, we give you a topic for phone calls, and we offer you a prize.
We are going to be hooking up the best caller with tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
It is the world-famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder. It's Megan Holliday. In Three Things at Four, you brought in a story that is pretty spectacular.
Yes. Okay, so a woman in South Carolina was shocked to discover her former boyfriend was living in her attic after 12 years. So 12 years after they had broken up.
He wasn't there the whole time.
He wasn't there the whole time.
Okay.
She first noticed something was wrong when she heard thumping noises. And when she investigated, she found him hiding in the attic where he had apparently been living for weeks. He had even rigged parts of the space to observe her bedroom.
Oh, man.
And the attic was filled with makeshift coverings and unsanitary items because he had to go somewhere.
Mm.
Yeah. So, and she had no intention of ever reconciling with him. And I just can't believe that was 12 years later.
That is insane that somebody 12 years later is still that obsessed.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Creepy.
All right, so the topic for today is your ex did something embarrassingly weird. Now, we want funny, lighthearted.
Yes.
No violence.
Right.
So if it gets into that kind of territory, we're not going to take your call. But 800-520-1067, your ex did something embarrassingly weird. Maybe he showed up at work.
Yeah.
With a singing gram or whatever the hell they have.
Singing gram. I love it. Or just wouldn't stop sending you flowers or whatever it could be.
Your ex did something embarrassingly weird. 800-520-1067 for your stories and for your texts.
And for the best call, we've got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
Your ex did something embarrassingly weird. 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. Your ex did something embarrassingly weird?
My ex super glued and nailed shut all of our windows because he thought there were people coming in through the walls.
What drug was he on?
he was sober.
Nope, he was on meth.
We are taking your phone calls on your ex did something embarrassingly weird.
800-520-1067.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
It's Ashley.
Ashley, you win.
Woo! Stop.
Well done, you're caller 20.
Oh, man.
You are one of the few people that are on the standby boarding list on Monday morning. Klein Alley is going to do a drawing and pick somebody to go to Lisbon, Portugal to see Turnstile.
Oh, my gosh.
We started a half hour ago by talking about a ex that moved into his girlfriend's house 12 years after they broke up and lived in the attic.
Yeah, hiding out in the attic.
So your ex did something embarrassingly weird. We're not looking for any violent calls or anything like that because I know there's a lot of that involved in breakups and stuff like that. But we're looking for embarrassingly weird, funny, strange things. And you have a text?
Yeah, so the 818 said, my ex-husband said he would give me a chance and let me be his side chick. But I have to find him someone first to be the main chick so he won't want to be with me again. How does that make sense? I didn't want to be any chick to him. That is why he is an ex.
Wow.
Delusional.
That is crazy.
Wow.
All right, 800-520-1067 for your stories and or your texts. You have a story of an ex doing something embarrassingly weird?
Hello, so ex did something weird.
Yes.
So I used to work at a bar, and we had been broken up for at least like a month or two at this point.
Right.
And a delivery person comes in and gives me an edible arrangement of fruits and stuff.
I love those. They have chocolate in them, right?
Yeah, but I don't know, like, I was still sketched out because she was a little, like, cuckoo, and I was like, man, she must have poisoned one of these or something. Like, I was like, I'm not going to eat this. There's no way. Like, this is too weird.
Oh, my God. Did you talk to her at all after that?
Nope. I didn't say anything. I'm just like, yeah, nope, just didn't do anything. I gave it to my regulars that were there. I was like,
oh,
hey,
nice.
You guys
poison
them.
You're going to poison your regulars. Very nice.
They were okay.
K-Rock, hello.
So my ex did something very embarrassing.
What'd she do?
She would make me lunch every single day and meet me outside of work, even on days that I would not work. My work coworkers would come in and just see her sitting there waiting for me to come in. And they would have to tell her that I wasn't coming, and then she would still sit there and wait.
Did she know you weren't going to be there?
I was pretty much the same schedule. She was pretty aware of it.
So this was after you had gotten a divorce, and then she just starts showing up at your work with a sandwich for you.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Was the sandwich
every
good?
Day.
This matters a great amount. Is the sandwich delicious?
Yes, the sandwich
All
was
right.
delicious.
Well, then it worked out for you.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
We are taking your phone calls on your ex did something embarrassingly weird.
The 909 said, my girlfriend's ex-husband refused to leave her parents' house for 7 years.
Wait. Her parents' house?
Her parents' house. So he was technically squatting.
He wouldn't leave her house. What
house.
Is happening?
That is the worst.
800-520-1067.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum on March 26th.
Your ex did something embarrassingly weird.
The 562 said he brought his lover to live with us. He said, what's the big deal? We're not together anymore. She's my guest. Grow up. Exes can be friends, too. Ugh. The word.
He has a point. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday in the afternoon. We are talking about exes doing something embarrassingly weird. You have a story like that?
She would let her armpit hair grow.
She let her armpit hair grow?
After you broke up?
Her cousins were into modeling and stuff like that. They're a few years older than her.
So she thought she could get you back with armpit hair.
She thought it was cool because they did it.
And did it work?
No.
No, of course. K-Rock, hello.
Hello. So X did something weird.
Yes.
So I used to work at a bar, and we had been broken up for at least like a month or two at this point.
Right.
And a delivery person comes in and gives me an edible arrangement of fruits and stuff.
I love those. I love those. They have chocolate in them, right?
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I was still sketched out because she was a little like cuckoo, and I was like, man, she must have poisoned one of these or something. Like, I was like, I'm not going to eat this. There's no way. Like, this is too weird.
Oh, my God. Did you talk to her at all after that?
Nope. I didn't say anything. Yep. I was just like, yeah, nope. Just didn't do anything. I gave it to my regulars that were there. I was like,
oh,
hey,
nice.
You guys,
you're going to poison your regulars. Very nice.
They were okay.
K-Rock, hello.
So my ex used to did something very embarrassing.
What'd she do?
She would make me lunch every single day and meet me outside of work, even on days that I would not.
All right, it is K-Rock. We are giving away tickets to see Bad Omens at the Forum March 26th.
And I feel like, man, I mean, the edible arrangements one is pretty,
that was great.
Pretty great. Pretty great.
Girlfriend moved next door after he remarried.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, we could do that one.
All right, let's do that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, let's do that.
For sure.
All right.
It is the world famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ, Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
And coming up at 6 o'clock, it's going to be your next chance to get on the standby boarding list to see Turnstile in Lisbon, Portugal.